Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local author has a new children's book. Let's go in-depth with Karen Fitzsimmons, author of The Secret of Happiness.
Karen, you've got a new book, The Secret to Happiness. Well, that's a great title. Everybody wants to know the secret to happiness, right?
Yes. Yes, it's about a young lady who is searching for happiness, and she searches for every place, and she searches with friends, or she becomes a rock star, and she goes shopping, but it tells you the true key to happiness. And I created this book because I want people to know, the rich and the famous and the people next door that have everything compared to the other countries around the world, that this is the true key to happiness. If you read this book, you'll find out. And most people know, I think, so.
Most people know the secret to happiness?
Well, I don't know if they do, but they'll find out.
They'll find out in the book. Who's the book written for? What ages?
It can reach all ages, but it's a children's book. And, you know, when parents and grandparents read it to their children, it can touch their heart at the same time. So.
Okay, so something to read to the little kids sitting on your lap, up through whoever.
Yes. You know, any age, even to 10-year-olds in elementary school and all ages. So,
well, what inspired you to write the book?
What inspired me was that, like I said, there's so many people out there, like the rich and famous, the neighbors next door, that have everything, and they're still not finding happiness. And they're searching for it, and some of their stories don't end too good, like in suicide. And so I really want to reach those people. I want to reach anybody that God puts in my place, you know. I want their hearts to be touched by this. So that's the inspiration for doing it.
So what you're saying is that we can have all the riches in the world and still not be happy.
That's true. That's true. And there's a key to finding that. It's just the true key to happiness is inside. It's inside. It touches your heart. It's that Jesus loves you, and you know, and it tells you more about it in the book.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Karen Fitzsimmons, author of The Secret of Happiness.
And so we follow this girl through her journey looking for happiness.
Yes.
And then I guess the story that has to end where she finds it.
Yes. Yes, she does. She finds the happiness that she is searching for. And it was really right in front of her, and she never even knew it. So
we still can learn by accompanying her on her journey. And
yes, it goes through each page how she's searching for happiness, and she goes shopping, she has lots of money, she practices, and she becomes a rock star. She has lots of friends. She has a brand new car. It just goes. She made a birthday wish on her birthday. She was 16 years old, and she thought she found it each time, but it will tell you at the end where she finds it at.
Well, what's your writing process? Is it hard for you? Is it easy? Do you have a certain time every day, or just when the spirit moves you?
No, it's, you know, I think, well, I know God works through my weaknesses, and he's the one that's inspiring me to go further, you know, because I just started a year and a half ago, and I've written three other books besides this one, and I have another book that's coming out, And it's just, I can write the book in a day. I can write the book in, you know, in a few hours. It's just, it just comes to me. And I feel the Holy Spirit is leading me. So, and I also created two games. So.
Two games.
Yeah.
Tell me about those.
Yeah. These games are how I started out. It's just, you know, so the teens and the young people of today are so bored of, and it seems like we have a lot of violence and conflict in the world. And I was trying to create something that would help them think of the positive things of the world, the acts of kindness, you know. So I created this card game, and it's Visions of Hope, where it's divided into different groups, and you follow the cards. They have different acts of kindness on them. It's like a scavenger hunt, and you're searching for people that need hope. You are searching for people that need encouragement.
And so then you give them the act of kindness.
Yes, yes.
So you might say, so give me a typical card. What might a typical card say?
Oh, a typical card might be that you might hand somebody some flowers and then say, have a nice day, and just run off. I mean, none of my cards are typical. They're just creative. So that's one example. I also created a prayer game where you can pray. It tells you what you can pray and who you can pray for. And this one, for example, on one of the prayers, there's just creativity and how to pray. You fill up balloons with prayers, and then you let them go and be amazed how the Holy Spirit works. So
you write down a prayer and put it inside the balloon and
yes.
with some helium and see what
yeah.
happens?
A whole group of people do this. And then you just let them go and just watch them go and just have trust and faith that they're going to land in the right hands at the right time. God's timing is perfect, so.
Do you put your phone number on it or anything
no.
so you know where it went?
No, but that isn't, I could track it some way. I don't know how to do that, but.
It'd be interesting to see where they went and
yeah,
what their influence would be.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see, so.
It'd be interesting, but maybe it doesn't matter.
No.
Just as long as it works.
Yes, it's just trust, putting it in God's hands, you know, so.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Karen Fitzsimmons, author of The Secret of Happiness.
And so is it like a regular deck of cards, 52 cards? Doesn't matter, it's just
it's
a bunch of them.
There's five groups, and there's like 17 cards in each group.
Each group.
And then there's extra cards if you want to create your own. Yeah, and I've also written three other books. Those are Listen, My Children, and that's for the importance of listening and what happens when you make the wrong choices. The other one is Perfect Love, Cast Out Fear. It's a little book where it's a story about a little boy that can do everything except for one thing. And
what's that thing?
To read the book and find
okay.
out.
All right.
And then.
Well, now I'm curious.
Yeah, and then there's Angel Met Trouble. That's a book about love and sacrifice. And the next book that I've already written that I'm going to give, those books can't be purchased online, so they have to, so I can print them up for them. So, but the next book I'm writing is a chapter book. And it's for like higher elementary, but all ages can be touched by the book because that's just how God works. And so it's about searching for, it's the joy of forgiveness. You're finding out the joys of forgiveness, and it's about love and sacrifice, and it's just a continual story of Angel Met Trouble, but it's more detailed.
So you just have all kinds of ideas then.
Well, yeah. I am, like I said, at nights, the ideas will just come, and as soon as I write them down, or any time of the day, it doesn't matter when, I don't know when it's going to, these ideas will help me, but I just write and I create, and it's all has to do with God. It has nothing to do with me, so it's for the glory of Him, and that's why I'm creating and sharing the gospel through my books.
And your games.
And my games, yes.
So you have no idea where your next idea might come from. It might just pop. It just pops into your head.
Yeah. Well, first 6 months I started to write. I had a whole bunch of ideas. A whole bunch of ideas would flooded in my head. So I have several that I've already created the outline for. So I don't know where it's going to lead, but I have several more after the one about the joys of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. So one idea will tug at you more than others, and that's the one
yes.
you end up writing about.
Yes, and the big portion of it goes to the homeless children around the world. So
the proceeds.
Proceeds, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So where can people find your books?
Where can they find my book?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On Amazon, .com, BarnesandNobles.com. They can go to the Altoona Christian Bookstore. They have one left. And then Oskaloosa Christian Bookstore. They have a couple. And then Indianola. And then they can order it online in Pella Christian Bookstore. They can order it for them. Or they can order it themselves, and it's up to them. Or if they're not sure how to do that exactly, go to the bookstore and they'll order it for them. They can pick it up at the bookstore, or they'll send it to them. That depends what area they're in. It's Des Moines, they can send it to them.
Okay, so they can buy the book.
And this is only The Secret of Happiness.
Only The Secret of Happiness, okay. So they can buy the book and learn something from it. And embrace their spirituality, but then also it's for a good cause.
Yes, that's what it's all about. It's about Jesus, spreading Jesus' love and letting people know that He's there for them. So that's the main reason, is spreading the gospel and also helping them feel encouraged and also helping the people around the world that do not have, like, I've already donated to the outreach program where it's making new wells for fresh water and giving food to the hungry and also stopping human trafficking and also for the Third Reformed, well, the Reformed churches for their missionaries so they can spread the word. So wherever, I don't know if I'll continue to give to those groups, but it's just wherever God touches and tugs my heart at. That's where I'll give these portion of the proceeds to.
Thanks to Karen Fitzsimmons for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.